and they approached Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to request that they can relocate closer to the masjid. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them that, O Banu Salima, remain in your homes and your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. Remain in your homes and your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. In other words, that don't all of you all now relocate and come close to the masjid. And we explained there was great benefit in this, because that whole tribe, big tribe that was being on the outskirts, gave some type of protection to the people that were inside, and it created a certain type of a buffer. And these people, their heart was also linked to the masjid. It wasn't that because they were staying far, so now they were lazy to come to the masjid. No, na'udhu billah. Their heart was connected, so despite them being far, they were still coming for them to the masjid regularly. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that, O Banu Salima, remain in your homes and your footsteps will be recorded in your favor. In other words, now that you're coming more, you're covering more distance, you'll be getting more reward because more footsteps have been recorded in your favor. So today's hadith is something very similar, but it got to do with one person, one sahabi, that how he reacted when he was told that, why don't you get an animal? So we'll do the hadith and we'll understand better. And Abi al-Mundhir, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, qal, kana rajulun la a'lamu rajulan ab'ada min al-masjid minhu, wa kana la tukhti'uhu salatun, faqila lahu, faqultu lahu, law ishtarayta himaran tarkabuhu fi al-dhalma'i wa fi al-ramadha', faqala ma yasurruni anna manzili ila jambi al-masjid, inni uridu an yuktaba li mamshaya ila al-masjid wa ruju'i idha raja'tu ila ahli. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد جمع الله لك وذلك كله رواه مسلم. حضرت Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه narrates that there was a particular man, and he says that he narrates, I do not know of anyone who lived further away from the masjid than him. See what a nice way of putting it. He said, I do not know of anybody that stayed further away from the masjid than him. Sometimes when we make a statement, then we make a claim or a sweeping statement that he stayed furthest away. He's saying, my knowledge, I do not know of anybody that stayed further away from the masjid than him. So this is a nice way of putting things across. Sometimes we make a statement that is in our knowledge, but it doesn't mean that it's a fact that is true. So nice way of putting it says, I do not know of anything different. Somebody asks us something, we don't have to say, no, it is like that. Say, according to my knowledge, this is what it is. Or according to my knowledge, I know, I do not know. So a person is now qualifying it, and he's not just making a claim. So anyway, as Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu is explaining, that there was a particular man, and I do not know of anyone who lived further away from the masjid than him, but he never missed a salah. I do not know of anyone who stayed further away, but he never missed one salah. Now can you imagine how the love for salah and the love for masjid was in their hearts? Imagine the heat during the day is at a different level. And at night there is no street lights. And at night there is no car lights. At night there is no torches. But yet would not miss a single salah. And the salah was not like our salah where you got it advertised time. Person knows from the morning exactly. As the people would come and the crowd would increase, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would perform the salah. So it would mean that at times you would wait for a long period of time before the salah was performed. And then only a person would be able to go back to his family. So anyway, this person was staying so far, but he never missed a salah. He was asked, or he says, I asked him, why don't you purchase a donkey which you could ride in the dark of the night and the heat of the sun? Walking and walking and walking so far, in the heat of the sun you're walking, in the dark you're walking. At least if you get a donkey you can ride, it will be a little bit easier for you. So he replied, it would not please me to have my house right next to the masjid. So he said, even if my house was right next door to the masjid, it wouldn't please me. Instead, I want my footsteps to the